Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
All right, I'm going to call audible here. I want to talk about something different. I apologize. Binkley's going to join us here in just a bit. I just saw this story, and I had never seen this story. I had never heard of this story. I imagine that many of you had never heard this story. It is hard to kind of catch me off guard in 2025 with a college story, like a college basketball, college football story, because I don't really know what the rules are. But I at least thought this would have been a rule. So, Rob, you remember the kid Tyon Grant Foster. He went to Slagle. I believe he started his career at KU. He then transferred to DePaul. He then was at, I believe he was at Grand Canyon City. He's trying to play right now at Gonzaga. He is ineligible in Gonzaga. They're trying to figure things out. There was a part of me that was like, the kid's 25 years old. The kid has played in four different seasons. Like, college basketball should just be up. You should just go be a pro. But I saw a lot of people and people that I have a lot of respect for, Jay Billis, really advocating for this kid, so I kind of stayed out of it. I didn't know this story. Rob, have you heard this story about this kid that's on Louisville? Have you heard this story?
Actually, Speck and me were talking about this morning. Yes, I'm aware of this kid who's on Louisville. Or I didn't know, trying to get on Louisville.
You didn't tell me this story. I had never heard this. So for you guys that don't know what we're talking about, there is a kid right now at the University of Louisville. His name is London Johnson. London Johnson has been deemed eligible to play college basketball. London Johnson, his graduating class was in 2022. He then didn't go to college. He went to the G League. He played in the G League for the last three seasons. He now is eligible to play college basketball. He can't play until semester. We've seen that before. So he can play in December. I don't know when the semester ends for Louisville. He can play the remainder of this season. He also has 2 years of eligibility after this year. So he has 2.5 seasons left of college basketball. Now, I'm not here to take opportunities away from young people. I'm really not in the business of doing that. But if you decide to bypass college basketball to go play in the G League, that makes you a professional basketball player. By definition, you are a professional basketball player. And nothing wrong with being a professional basketball player. But you now make yourself ineligible to play college basketball. Now, maybe the argument is they are professional basketball players now, which I can't really disagree with you. But just what are the rules now at this point? What is the difference? You can go try to be an NBA player, fail in your attempt in being an NBA player, and then you can just now go to Kansas or go to Louisville or go to Duke. Who's stopping you from going overseas then if that's the case? Could you go overseas and play in the EuroLeague and then now come play college basketball? Is that possible? Could Victor Wembanyama had just gone to what are we doing here? You're a professional basketball player. Are we now just accepting that this is just a professional league? So we are now watching NBA Junior, if that's the case. I hate the NBA. Well, you watch the NBA. Everybody on the court's getting paid. Is that what we just accepted what college basketball is now?
I really, really hate
I don't even
this.
Know how this is possible, to be completely honest with you. I don't know how you can bypassed college to go to G League. You tried to make the NBA. You failed in making the NBA. And now we give you a do-over. You can play college basketball. What are we doing?
My assumption is, and I don't know the rules, my assumption is there's probably a loophole that exists because there are European players that were pros in Europe that then come over and play basketball collegially in the United States. Like, the kid KU couldn't get, he's an Italian player at Duke, Sar. I think his name is Sar. He was a guy who played professional basketball, albeit the junior circuit, but he played professional basketball in Italy, and then he came over, now he's at Duke this season. I imagine that loophole is where this guy exists.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm honestly not trying to be funny. What would then make you ineligible to play college basketball? Could LeBron play college basketball?
I mean, I honestly don't know.
If you just skipped college altogether and you've just been a pro for the last couple of years, could LeBron just now say, I want to go play basketball at Ohio State University? Is that possible? I'm not even trying to be funny. Is that possible now? Because he's been a pro.
I don't know, because presumably he would have college eligibility left.
He has all 4 years of college eligibility left.
But like,
can he just say, well, you know what? I wanted to play with all of my kids. I'm going to go play with them now.
Does that mean that does this loophole create a world?
This is stupid. Can we just admit this is stupid?
Very stupid. Like, can Luka Doncic decide, you know what? I'm going to Arizona next year.
Yeah, I want to go play at Kansas. I want to go play at Duke. This is silly. Someone says you get 4 years of college eligibility. You should be able to use them whenever you want. But I'm arguing the moment that you sign up to a professional league, that should just void your college eligibility. That's what it used to be. I don't care what game you play. It has to have rules. There's no rules in college basketball. There's none. You can't go play in the G League for 3 years and then just pop up on a college campus and have 3 years of eligibility left. What are we doing here? Come on now. I don't care. I honestly don't care what school you go to. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. We got to start figuring out some rules for college basketball. College football, it's a little bit different because the NFL won't take you and there's nowhere else for you to play basketball or football professionally. There's a bunch of places for you to play basketball professionally. If you go be a pro somewhere else, you cannot come join our league. We got to start establishing something. I do want to ask you this question really quickly. Binkley's about to join us in studio. Today is Big 12 Media Day. Kelvin Sampson was being interviewed, and he said that he believes that KU is still the bell cow of the Big 12. Rob, do you still believe this about KU? Because the last couple of years, they have not been the best team in the league. They have the number one prospect, number one player, and all of the coaches voted them seventh in their league. Do you still feel like KU's the bell cow of the Big 12?
Yes. Absolutely, 100% yes. A, I think that by television ratings and revenue driven, like, as good as Houston's been and as good as BYU is supposed to be this year, if you're a college basketball fan, if you're a K-State fan, if you're an Iowa State fan listening, if you're an Oklahoma State fan listening, you don't care those schools are coming to your gym. You care Kansas is coming to your gym. You're going to be on real TV because Kansas exists. So, yes, first and foremost, because of the financials, I do believe that. And as long as they have Bill Self, they are going to be the bell cow of the Big 12. Now, maybe if Bill Self retires and, you know, you've seen North Carolina fall off after Roy retired, it changes. But, yes, they are still the bell cow of the Big 12 to this date.
Yeah, someone on the text line asked, you know, why this matters. I feel like this is a part of, and maybe just people just don't care in this scenario. Like, maybe people just don't care. This ultimately ends up hurting high school kids. That, to me, that's the real trickle-down effect. I don't know why you would ever recruit a college high school senior anymore. Unless you were getting Darren Peterson. Unless you're getting Cameron Boozer. I don't know why you would recruit a high school kid.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.